So for those that aren't familiar with this production, just give us a little bit of background of what inspired it.
So The Actual Dance is an autobiographical story about my journey with my wife, and I didn't know it was in me until almost 13 years after the experience of me going through her breast cancer. She is fine, spoiler alert, but this show is about what it means to be with someone you love and facing the possibility that you might lose them. But it is a love story, as I've been told and as I've learned, and it is inspirational because there are secrets in this show about what it takes to both do the hardest things in life and find the grace and almost joy in that process, doing what you have to do.
What do you think was the hardest thing that you had to do during those that time?
Well, this is going to sound funny. The hardest thing I had to do actually was, after it was written, read it to my wife let her know about it. But in terms of the question of what was the hardest thing for me to do at the time in the year and in the story, is facing my worst fear. That is, I think there are human beings face something that they think is unbearable, and finding that there is a path, in my instance, of dignity and love, and even though it's hard and difficult, that you know that there is a way that you can do that, and it is a gift. That, in this instance, that there was a gift in it to me, from me to my wife, and from my wife to me, as oddly as that sounds. And the discovery of that over time, I think maybe these experiences have to take a lot of time in people before we can share them publicly. The feedback I get from the show, the word I hear most often from audiences, is they think the process now, today, is courageous. And I don't, that surprises me, because mm-hmm. I feel compelled to tell the story. So I don't feel like I have that courage. But I do know that those who hear, the members of the audience, those who hear it, experience that. And so I'm honored to be able to do it.
When do you think was that exact second that you said to yourself, this has to be told through theater?
When I actually read to an acting class the first 3 minutes of the show, I have this fabulous acting teacher, Carol Fox Prescott. My current dramaturg, by the way, is Gabrielle Mizells, who is a student. It was at a Carol Fox Prescott class in New York at, I think it was maybe Cap 21 or Simple Studios. And having read this intro piece, it's that I wrote because it's part of an improv process. Improv has a process where you improvise a story, write it down, and perform it. So I had told the story in various ways, but I began to write down this story and this intro, the first 3 minutes. And there was sort of like silence and energy. The energy of those who hear it is what moves me.
How did your wife respond the first time she heard the completed version of it?
First of all, she did not actually know the topic. She knew I was working on a show. Mm-hmm. We live in Virginia. I go to New York for my theater. That's a long story for another time. So she only knew I was working on it. When I did read it to her, of course, there were a lot of tears, because it's a highly emotional show, and it's in an odd way, it's very intimate. Yet it can be publicly told. And I'm blessed, is the word I want to use, that I have a mate, a soulmate, who is willing to now support this work as my mission. And she comes to as many shows as she can. loves the telling of it, even though her story is very different. Her journey, which could be, I guess, her play, her show, her, you know, and I think people resonate her, because we talk every, after every show, we have about a half hour, 45 minute discussion. She's often there, even not. Her journey was different. It was, it's going to be fine. I'm going to beat this. And she continued, we continue to have a slightly different view of the world where the show ends with me listening to see if it's come back even 15 years later. And she doesn't think, she says, I don't have cancer. Hard stop. I'm going to, if you haven't, you know, on the Vimeo, there's a site.
Mm-hmm.
Under About Us on the website, there's a fabulous little video
mm-hmm.
students did called Our Story. And you get to hear it. They did it because it shows the juxtaposition, shows her view, it interviews her too. So we're together, but we have different, it shows us sort of our different points of view on it.
Yeah, I saw that video. Your wife is adorable, by the way. You know, she's like, you know, at first I thought it was my story, you know, and do you think that that's made your relationship even stronger, that she is so aware now of how you felt during that entire process?
Yes. Well, let me answer it with it. So the show, in my performance, and I'm going to even stop short. Okay. Oddly enough, Susan's cancer... and our time together made our relationship much stronger. It is like it's been tested by the hottest steel and the hottest oven that's possible. And I know it's possible that when couples go through an illness or someone isn't well, that it actually can weaken relationships. There are many stories of divorces during and after illnesses. There are examples, and we talk about this sometimes afterwards to audiences, how decisions made during that time enabled us to survive as a couple and now be have a much stronger and deeper relationship. Doesn't hurt that we were then together 34 years and we will, in August of 2016, be together 50 years.
So, bottom line, someone hasn't seen the production, they kind of come up to your booth or they see the marquee and they're like, what's this show about? And you can kind of sell it to them. You can kind of say, this is the reason why you have to see this show. What do you think you'd say to them and why?
This show is an incredibly inspiring, joyful love story about what love and life really means. If you want to integrate theater with a vision of how to live a life of joy and love with someone, you need to come and see this show.